An older midwife once said to me, "Oh, we all carry a child around with us. You know, we all have a story to tell about one particular child or family when things went really bad."
Birth is rarely as easy or straightforward as you'd like it to be. However, in the vast majority of cases, baby and mum come out the other end feeling fine. But what happens when your birth plan goes south? And suddenly, what was meant to be an uncomplicated birth becomes an emergency.
And I thought, oh, is that so? Because we don't talk about that very often. Hi, I'm Katja, and I'm a registered midwife and a PhD student.
Katja is from the University of Southern Denmark and has been looking into the impact traumatic births have on midwives and obstetricians. How do you define a traumatic birth?
In this study, we have defined traumatic childbirths as events where the infant or the mother suffered presumed permanent, severe, and possible fatal injuries related to the birth. So these are actually what you might call the worst case scenarios of a childbirth.
So a traumatic birth can include things like the death of a mother or a baby. It can also be something like perinatal asphyxia, which is when the baby doesn't get enough oxygen, or some sort of procedure is performed on the mother without her consent. It is traumatic for the mother and baby, but it also takes a toll on the midwives and obstetricians who are part of their birth. Although we should stress that this happens in very few births in the Western world. Katja says the number is around 1-2%.
Well, these events are very rare in our part of the world, in Australia as well. And this would be below 1-2% depending on what you put into this definition of traumatic childbirth.
Traumatic births are caused by a range of things, from the health of the mother to where a woman gives birth. Katja says it's important to emphasize that traumatic births don't necessarily come from error.
No, I think it's very important that we remember or emphasize that not all traumatic births are caused by error. And far from all events can be easily distinguished in error or non-error. So when we work as healthcare professionals, although in our part of the world we are highly educated and highly trained and we work evidence-based and so on, still we have to, in every clinical situation, make an estimation or assessment of what is the best thing to do in this particular case. And being that none of us are able to look into the future, sometimes we find out in retrospect that we could have done something differently and it might have had a different outcome then.
Rachel Smith is a midwife and lecturer at the University of Technology, Sydney. She says that women are more likely to experience a traumatic birth if they don't have a good relationship with their care provider.
We do know that women who birth within the system and also women that don't know their caregiver are probably more at risk of traumatic birth experiences. We know that women who are able to know their care provider, build a trusting relationship with them, are more likely to be satisfied with their birth, regardless of the outcome of the birth.
Katja has surveyed over 1,200 midwives and obstetricians to find out about their traumatic birth experiences. She found that a third of those who were present at a traumatic birth felt guilty afterwards.
What is one of the main findings is that more than one third agreed that they would always feel some sort of guilt when thinking about the event. And this could even be in cases where no blame was placed because they had done nothing wrong.
Interestingly, 50% said it made them think about the meaning of life.
I think also another main finding is that as many as 50% agreed that the traumatic birth had made them think more about the meaning of life. And this tells us that the healthcare professionals involved are affected not only professionally, but also at a personal and even existential level, I suppose you could say.
But does this translate into practice? Well, yes and no.
Well, actually, 65% agreed that they had become a better midwife or doctor after this event. So they take some kind of learning with them, which I suppose is a positive thing. But maybe we have not been able to see what kind of learning is this, or maybe is that just again, some kind of meaning making for themselves, because at least something good had to come of this. At least I learned something and I won't do this particular thing again. But others in the interview study said, well, you cannot transfer every learning experience because the next birth is a different situation.
Rachel agrees and said midwives and obstetricians will often dwell on a traumatic birth. She says they often lie in bed at night thinking, what if?
There wouldn't be a midwife or an obstetrician or anyone that works in around birth that hasn't had sleepless nights around, you know, could I have done something differently? Was it something I did that made this event occur? You know, those sorts of things that wake you up in the middle of the night.
The ongoing trauma could in part be because of the poor support offered after a traumatic birth. Both Katya and Rachel criticise the ad hoc approach to debriefing following a traumatic birth.
I think this varies, and in some departments they're probably better at taking care or offering support. But what we found in this study is the general picture is that the midwives and obstetricians feel that they don't get as much support as they probably would like, and that there is a certain sort of professional culture that we're trained to be able to deal with this. And we have no place to turn really to find more support.
Usually the system will provide a method of debriefing around that traumatic experience, but that's not always done overly well, and given the way that the structure of the system, that you may be exposed to this traumatic event and then not be on duty again for another 2 days or 3 days, and you come back on night duty and you miss the debriefing meeting. So there's not always a great process of ensuring that some debriefing and some supported reflection occurs around these traumatic situations.
Apart from now knowing that midwives and obstetricians need more support, Katya says people are relieved that these discussions are finally happening.
We've had loads of responses in the survey, you know, at the end when there's an open end. Do you have any comments for this survey? And loads have just responded that they were so happy and appreciative that we did this survey, because they felt that this is not very acknowledged, that they struggle with these kind of things.